Hello, beautiful souls. This is episode 198. So welcome if you are new to my channel. Usually what I do is talk about the energies. For some reason, I feel that I have to kind of introduce myself or introduce this podcast or introduce the little history that I have on why I came up. But I'm an awakened, I have been awakened. So usually when that happens is something very traumatic happens to you. In my case, it was being in the pits of in a glass that you can't get out of anymore. Like you literally were in hell. Like you can't go any lower than that. And hell is your hell, however you see it. But the reason why I put Happy Soul Happy Life is to be able to put positivity to the world. And with that at times is giving just the energy updates on what the energy is bringing. And so I really take appreciation to that. You would say that it's calling, right? And this, anything that you do to help out the collective, help out yourself, is something good. You know, instead of always being in your head, right? Use that creativity and put it out there, right? And today, what I really wanted to just say is that it's raining. It's raining. And when it rains, we just have to wait until it stops, right? Like, we cannot stop the rain. The rain comes when it comes. And I believe that this energy is just like that. And as much as you wanted to make it go away, the more that it rains harder, right? And harder. And so with masculine energy and feminine energy, they're both going through something at this time. And what I just want to dive into a little bit of the masculine energy. We always talk about divine feminine, because I just, I relate to her more. And that was something that I had not had in a long time, because I was always in my masculine energy. But this came, you know, when you go more deeper and deeper on why, you know, it doesn't seem to go away, you know, it gives you, like, it drops the veil, you know, but you really have to dive in. Like, I literally had to dive in and dive very in for this. And you know, the masculines, they're lost right now. I would say that you could say they never got a direction of how it was supposed to be at a very young age. So this had to be that they had to grow up by themselves, right? Without a parental figure, right? And it hits to the core, and that's when I was able to relate to that, because I have a son. And these days he was going a little bit too crazy, like too crazy. And then people were talking about it's like the Mercury retrograde. I'm like, oh, that has to do with it, right? But just putting something, like putting a title, doesn't do anything, right? You just put a title in and it's labeled. And now it's like, oh, it's the Mercury retrograde. Or, you know, you're putting a title on a child. Oh, he's just way too crazy, right? And then he continues to do that because why? Because they told him that he's crazy. And I'm like, I had to step back and said, okay, well, this is something that needs to, that I need to take action on, right? One of my purposes is to be able to be the best mother that I can be. And being aware of things, right? And that's, I would say that's everybody's purpose in one point in time. Especially if we're moving for humanity to move forward, right? In a better way. And so I said, okay, now we need to do something about it. And well, I take action on this. There's also a learning lesson for me as well. You know, so we're learning both together, right? And be able to give them choices. Like there's a little project that came out in Pinterest. I love Pinterest. You know, it gives you so many ideas. But there was one that you can do, and it's about like all the list of things that he, you know, he would need to do. And then, you know, it feels very much like a game, and it feels very lighthearted, and it gets you motivated. It gets you like, what's that word that I want? Captivates you, you know, like, yeah, let's do this. And he's able to move like these pins that he has to from unfinished to complete, right? And of course, with the universe, how he always does, because when you do something that benefits you and everybody else, right? So when you really work on yourself, that's the main thing. When you really work on yourself, because there's a real thin line when you decide to do it for others and then you get depleted, right? So when you really work on yourself, you get rewarded, right? And that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it feels, and it feels good. Right? But at times you're stuck in this, say like a job that your boss is very like, this is like, she takes, and does not give. And that is very hard when you work with somebody like that, right? Because you really get to see the type of character they're playing, right? And so this is something that I wanted to work on as well, because in every adult there's an inner child there that is wanting to come out and be able to express themselves. And I think, you know, as children, you know, we don't know, right? So, but I believe that there's some wounding and some traumatic experiences that children were not able to speak, or they were not heard. And if they, you know, if they said something, you know, it was always dismissed. So this is an energy that is sitting with us very much right now, right? And what can you do, you know, to transmute this energy, right? only you will know in order for you to move forward with this. We're definitely going to get out of this. It's just, I would say it's a collective thing that is happening, because we all have some wounding within ourselves, right? And let's see, one of the messages that I wanted to put is, let's see, it's the realization of that things are not as what they seem. You know, you cannot just blame something. It has a deeper core. It has a deeper wound, you know? There's a lot of anger that is out there with this energy. But ultimately, the person that can heal you is yourself. So, my friends, much love, you know, with this that's going on. As I'm doing this, it was 11:11, so I'm very happy. I did get a number, 911, the calling, assisting wherever it's needed. So you can always reach out to me. I like to do visualization sessions because those are miracle workers. It absolutely does wonders, okay? With walking the awakened path, there's many things that you can use, but one of the things that has always been consistent in my path is visualization. So if you are needing a session, or if you would like a session with me for visualization, reach out to me. I will leave an option to have the comments on there, and then I will be able to put out my email, and then that's where you can schedule these sessions. Now, these sessions are always going to be remote. Usually I like to do via phone, just because you most of the time in your session you will have your eyes closed. But yes, you know, it is very accessible. My visualization sessions are very accessible for everybody, anywhere in the world. And, so yes, my beautiful friends. And one of the things that came out was a rainbow. So know that after the rainbow comes out. And so It will pass. It will pass. One of the things that I want you guys to put is, I choose to forgive and remove any bitterness that is in my heart. All right. Until next time. Namaste.